You're listening to The EdUp Experience, where we make education your business. On today's EdUp Experts episode, we have Justin Nguyen. He is the founder of Get Your Grind Up, a movement to help students navigate their way through college. He's also the host of the iTunes Top 100 podcast, Declassified College, where he unlocks cheat codes to thriving in college in bite-sized episodes. Justin has grown his podcast through his LinkedIn content, where he has over 7,500 followers and receives over 250,000 views each month. He'll be covering all things on how to get started on LinkedIn. Now, let's get to it.
What's going on, everyone? My name is Justin Nguyen, and in this episode, we're going to be going over how to connect with people using LinkedIn. Okay, so if you listen to the previous episode, you should have a fully optimized LinkedIn. And the next step in your LinkedIn journey is to connect with people using this platform. So how do you do that? How do you connect with someone, especially if you don't know who they are? Well, that's the beauty of LinkedIn. And what you can do to start off first is not necessarily send those cold emails out there or cold messages. What you're going to want to do is look up your college or university in the LinkedIn search bar. What then is going to happen is it's going to populate, hopefully, your college or university is on the platform. If it is, you want to click on that page and then scroll down on the left-hand side where you'll see a tool called Alumni. Click on that button, and then now you're using the LinkedIn Alumni tool. From this section, you can literally type in whatever you want, whether it's a specific company, a specific job title, anything like that, into that search bar now on your right-hand side. And it'll populate someone that's connected from your school that is an alumni to that position, that company, whatever it is that you looked up. So for instance, if I look up my school, the University of Central Florida, and I go to alumni and I click it, and let's say I want to work for Walt Disney, I can now see that there's over 10,000 alumni that work at Walt Disney that are from my school. So what I'm now going to do is go out and reach out to them, click the connect button, but I'm going to send a personalized invite. And in that personalized invite, I'm going to go through their profile and find something specific that I can relate to, whether they've worked at the same companies that I've interned at. Maybe it's something that they put into their about section that they love to do and they love to play soccer. Whatever that may be, I want to find that point of connection and reach out to them using that. And the reason that you want to do that is because most people will just send out a generic connection request, where they just hit connect and that's about it. But for most people, what will happen, especially if they're active on LinkedIn, is they'll actually get anywhere between 5 to 50 connection requests every single day. So if you just hit that connect button, you won't stand out in the crowd. So the first way to stand out from that is to send a personalized invite. Now, most people, again, when they send personalized invites, they send something very generic along the lines of, hey, LinkedIn suggested that we should connect, or we have some mutual connections. I would love to connect. And that is just so generic, and it feels like you're trying to sell them on something. Whereas if someone reached out to me and they said, hey, Justin, I just listened to your podcast, Declassified College. I really love it. I would love to connect with you. Bam, I'm going to probably connect with you instantly because you've found a way to connect with me. Now, you might go to the same school. So what that might look like is, hey, Justin, we're both UCF Knights. I would love to connect and learn more how you've transitioned into your career. And that's perfect right there. You want to find something as simple as that, and that'll make you stand out in like the top 0.01% of people that reach out to other people on LinkedIn. So now that you've reached out, connected with people, they've connected back, how do you go about sending them a message? Now, this can be really scary, especially if you're not used to it. So what I want you to do is, again, go back to their profile and find one specific thing that you can ask a question about. Do not, and I repeat, do not say, hey, can I pick your brain? Or, hey, tell me about your career. Those questions are so broad, and you're going to get an answer back that is so general that it's A, not going to help you and not going to help the conversation get started. So what you want to do is find one specific point. Let's say they're a recent graduate. Talk about this. Ask them a question of, hey, Justin, I just saw that you graduated from the University of Central Florida. And while you were there, you interned at 3 Fortune 500 companies. Can you talk to me why you decided to not go back down the corporate route and you decided to go on your own venture with Get Your Grind Up and Declassified College? Asking me a question like that is going to give you a way better response than, hey, Justin, can you tell me more about why you decided to start Get Your Grind Up? I've answered that question so many times that I'm probably going to give you a rehearsed or even copy and pasted answer just because I've gotten that question so many times. But if you ask me a question that is completely different from left field that I've never had to answer before, you're going to get a way more genuine answer and you're going to have some more insights to that that can actually help you. Okay, so now that you've started the conversation, you've asked one question, what you're going to want to do now is ask a second question. And I'm not going to go over that again because it's the same sort of process. But after you get your response from the second question, you've asked for a piece of advice, act on it, and then try to transition the conversation into either email or phone call. And the reason that you want to do this is because most people don't use LinkedIn all the time, but they will use their email. So it'd be much easier to set up a call later on in the future, or you will actually have a place to follow up with later on, whether it's a month, 2 months, 3 months down the line. And you want to continue to build upon this relationship over the next 3-4 months, because you never know when a job is actually going to open at that company or when they have a job offer for you and that person specifically. Because I think the stat is something like 70 or 80% of all jobs aren't even listed on platforms like Indeed, LinkedIn, etc. So the only way to get them is to find someone on the inside, and that's going to be this person. If you do this for 10 to 15 people for each of the companies that you really want to work for, I can almost guarantee you that you will have a job probably within the next 30 to 60 days, if not before that. And you might be saying, Justin, but that's so long. Yes, it is a long time, but it's probably much better than you trying to find a job and just applying recklessly on LinkedIn or Indeed or whatever that may be. So trust me on this. Go out there, optimize your LinkedIn first, go listen to that episode. Second, go and apply all the tricks that I taught you in this episode. And then third, subscribe to Declassified College Podcast. It was a pleasure. And until next time, peace.
Hope you enjoyed that episode. To learn more about Justin and his work, please visit getjoegrindup.com. That's getchgrindup.com. Getjoegrindup.com. And to learn more about the EdUp experience, please visit edupexperience.com. That's edupexperience.com. And please feel free to rate, review, subscribe, and share this podcast. We really appreciate your support. You've been listening to the EdUp Experience, where we make education your business.